good start. What we're allowed to do, weight room wise and meeting wise, I thought it was a good start in the weight room and a good start in the meeting room as well.
Steve, the other day you mentioned needing to establish a new identity. How do you do that, and what can you do now that goes into that?
Well, what we talked about today was focusing on the now, focusing on this individual weightlifting session, this individual meeting, trying to improve on the things we were working on today. So I think to develop an identity, develop chemistry, as I always said, takes time. And today was the first day of that process. And as we get into phase two, we're allowed to go on the field with the coaches. And then phase three, when we can actually have practices and a little more similar to a regular season practice, I think that'll grow with time.
What do you want that identity to be? How does it need to be different?
I don't know if it has to be the same or different. I want it to be an identity that helps us win football games. And I think it's hard to say what it's going to be at this point. Our full roster has certainly not been decided. The draft is – when is the draft now? It's like second September now. They moved it back. So, we still probably need to see who we are, but based on – who the personnel is, I think you form the identity from that. But I think it's OTAs, it's definitely training camp, and obviously it'd be nice to have it somewhere around the beginning of the season, but even before, I think you can develop it through the course of the season, what really works for you. Now we're analyzing what plays worked last year, what plays didn't work, and how that can affect our offense this season.
Today's also the first day you get to see some of the new faces, and then some of the familiar ones are also gone now.
Right. I haven't had a chance to see every defensive player. We sort of have it, offense and defense are kind of on different schedules. But it's nice to have, like I said, some of the free agents that we signed this offseason. Nice to have them here. It's their chance to get to know the Broncos system, the Broncos culture, and a chance for obviously the returning players to get to know them. I think the sooner Mike Adams and Aqib Talib can get on the same page, DeMarcus Ware and Terrence Knight can get on the same page, the more comfortable they get Coach Del Rio's offense. That's what you're looking for during this process.
Peyton, a little fuss last week about you and Coach Gaze meeting with Coach Saban. Did you know that was a CBA violation? Did you guys meet together? What can you say about that?
Yeah, I think it's been addressed. There's different things that I've done throughout my career in the off season that I've sought out someone to talk to, something to study to try to make myself a better quarterback. And I believe in this league, you either get better or you get worse. You don't stay the same. And so I know that's gotten a lot of attention, but this is something I've done throughout my career. So I certainly know the rules, but I know there's no rule that says a player can't get better. And so at least I haven't read that one. So that's what I was trying to do. And I believe that's important, especially as you get older, in the offseason, to try to seek out some things, try to make yourself a better player.
The issue, I guess, was you and Coach Gaze.
Right. Yeah, that didn't happen. Yeah, we know, what the rules were. And, like I said, I was there on an independent project, and Adam was as well.
Tennessee fans a little upset. Anyone want to clarify for them?
I don't. Obviously, I've been to Tennessee doing the same thing for the past 16 years. I will do that, make it 17 years in a row going back to Knoxville. So hopefully that covers me as far as being loyal to my university. Most of the other places I go just one time. So I got 17 years at one place. So I think it's pretty clear where my loyalties lie. And, I was – the projects I did this year were to help the Denver Broncos and to help me. So that still is what my job is, to – make myself a better player.
Health-wise, do you feel as good as ever? Health-wise, do you
feel good? I feel pretty good. I do. Yeah, it's always nice when you get a clean bill of health in your physicals, plural. I have to take a couple of them each off season. It's nice when they say you're cleared to play, and when you feel good about what's going on in the weight room with Luke and those in the workouts, and so hopefully can keep that up.
Hey, when you talk about getting better, how can you possibly improve off last year? You look at what you did in the offense.
Well, like I said, it's still a new season, and you know, there's a lot of players that are no longer here anymore, and so you know, the draft choices that we're going to have, it's up to you to be you know, a productive quarterback for these new players. You know, last year doesn't mean anything to the players that weren't here. So it's doing a lot of the same things, you know, as far as from a preparation standpoint, keeping yourself physically in shape, you know, so you can be a good player for Sanders, you know, our new receiver, or whatever draft choices we make. So, you know, I think you find a way to find something that you know, that what you weren't as successful at last year as during studying these cut-ups, and I can be a little better there at the same time continuing to be good at the things that were productive for you last season.
Peyton, last year you guys led in plays per game under Adams' first year, really hurt it up. Do you see any slight tweaks to that where you might grind a little more with the running game? And you're still going to, you know, hurry, but
right.
Would you tweak it at all this year?
Yeah, it's certainly possible. I know the coaches are excited to see, you know, some of our new players, you know, Emmanuel Sanders. We had some other guys we've added in free agency, a lot of them on defense, obviously. Within the draft, you know, you just don't know who's going to be available when we pick, and whether we're going to pick on offense or defense early in the rounds or whatnot. So I think it's hard to say at this point, depending on who our personnel is going to be. But, yeah, I think it's very wide open at this point as to what kind of offense we're going to have based on the personnel, because it's still up in the air at this point.
What have you learned about Peyton, guys? What have you learned about Sanders throwing to him down at Duke that maybe you didn't know about him seeing him on film?
Well, he's explosive. He's you can't hold the ball very long when he's running the route. I learned that. He's excited about being here. You know, obviously, it's fun to play with guys that are excited about being here with the Denver Broncos. You know, in the studies kind of that I did on him, I saw where he led their team in tackles on kickoff team 1 year. That tells you the guy likes football. That's more than just being a receiver. That's being a football player. And I know he's eager to learn. I know he was excited to get started today, where he's allowed to meet with the coaches and learn the offense. And I look forward to playing with a guy like that. And I think he'll be a really nice addition to our football team.
How do you not get bored with the small details after this point in your career? Or is it this point it's all about the small details when you're trying to get to one thing in terms of a championship?
Yeah, I think you have to challenge yourself. You know, for me, it's been it's been different, you know, being here in Denver with a new system and you know, a new, you know, it's my second year working with Adam, second year working with Greg Knapp. You know, he and I are studying those little things, fundamentals. I think as soon as you get bored with those things, that's probably going to lead to some, you know, some poor quarterback play. So, but it's not easy. You find a way to try to keep those things somewhat interesting and challenge yourself to take those same notes that you've taken for the past 17 years. I know that's something that's helped me in years past, this off-season study time. You know, today we watched a couple of very specific parts of last season, you know, the interceptions, the sacks, you know, those kind of things. You break it down into very specific parts of the season, and you study kind of what went wrong and why those happened and what you could have done better. And but I think as soon as you say, well, hey, I don't have to do that this year, I'll just skip that part, that's cheating yourself, it's cheating the team, and it means I think you're probably not going to, you know, be as good a quarterback as you need to be.
Peyton, have you been
last question, Arnie, please.
Have you been able to look back yet? I remember during this record-breaking season last year, you would say, well, we're in the middle of it, and, you know, it's not really time to reflect.
Right.
Have you been able to look back and kind of appreciate some of the numbers your offense put up last year, you know, the record touchdowns, the yards, just how prolific you guys were?
Well, yeah, certainly when you're studying, you know, studying the film, and, you know, I've been watching some film on my own before we got here, and, yeah, you certainly realize that there were a lot of positive things that occurred last year. A lot of guys that played really well, that played at a high level, and it was a fun ride to be a part of. And so during this time, you're finding the way, you know, how can we duplicate that and be even better, and you know, win even more games, and, you know, cut down on any, you know, type of mistakes. And so you're trying to keep that edge. And at the same time, there's no question there's a lot of positive things. How can we duplicate those and be even better if possible?